4th of May. It's a very interesting thing that we do here, Jennifer Horn, every morning, waking people up. Well, some people listen to this program in the morning, in the early morning.
Just around supper time.
Morning drive. Yeah, out in Guam, they're listening to us, and it is supper time, supper time, supper time. So the things that you conversationally will be better off knowing, according to our arbitrary decisions about what the big stories. Okay, so the 3D gun.
Ooh.
The
aren't all guns 3D?
Well, that's a very interesting observation.
I'm just checking.
They are, in fact. They aren't made on a copying machine, however.
Oh,
and they're not made
yeah.
out of plastic.
Okay. All right. I follow. You said these 3D printers that have been sweeping the nation.
Yes, they seem to be. Or at least the idea of making a gun out of something plastic and having it actually fire. Small plastic guns described as the Liberators. That's what they've been called. Tested and able to fire a bullet in demos, anyway. Assuming... this is no crazy hoax. The ramifications of this kind of a weapon are pretty profound when you get right down to it. Can you imagine someone who really, I mean, if you've got a rational mind, you think printable guns are, you know...
Who's going to do it?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But there are so many crazy people in the world, to wit, these three jamokes who have held those three girls captive in Cleveland for the last 10 years. So, there's no... real, what do we know about sanity? It's always being redefined.
Yes.
Like science. It always
and there's
redefined.
Less of it in the world, I think, right now.
Right. And the most insane thing that I can think of at the moment is actually working on a gun that is, in fact, untraceable.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what's interesting about these 3D printers. Now, right now, granted, they are very expensive, so you'd have to have some pretty big ties to be able to get one of these things.
Right.
But you're right. How do you, you get some sicko who's decided he's going to have a gun that shoots and explodes and blows this and that. I mean, it is kind of it's a scary thought to be able to actually let someone's mind create something like that.
Well, it's difficult to envision a situation in which a law-abiding homeowner prints a gun for self-defense. A couple of people...
How fast do they work? Because I don't know about you, but I'm not going to wait for my printer to jam while I need it.
Yeah. Sorry.
And
what would happen if you had a bullet in the gun and jammed in the machine? Would you get shot?
I need toner or something. I think would happen when I needed it.
Right. But for those who can't pass a background check...
Oh, it's perfect.
This is that you can't get a gun at a gun show anymore. Print out your weapon from home.
Right.
As only the firing pin is metal. And you could use a nail or a screw from around the house, right?
Sure.
I can only imagine.
I mean, you can use that. You can turn anything into a weapon with the right force and stuff. Yeah.
I mean, think about the nightmare of trying to detect these things. And if you think about the darkest side of this, most homicides are impulsive. And so when you're enraged about something, you go to your printer and you make a gun.
How long does it take? Do we know?
I don't know. Kenny, have you found... I don't have an idea.
Because it obviously has to form. I wonder how long it takes.
Yep. Anybody know the answer to that? 888-302-3684. Who's tried this already? Excuse me. I'm sure somebody out there has tried this already.
Now, the only time I've seen one of these 3D printers, I think I told you, and get ready to trip over the name I'm about to drop. Are you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
I saw it at Jay Leno's garage, because he has one. Well, he has one because he can build. He has so many cars that it's easier for him to put in the specifications and get the car parts made there than it is for him to try to track things down all the time.
Right.
So it is cool. It's big, though. It's the size of like a Coke machine, almost. You know, like the vending machines. It's about that size. Yeah.
All right, so here's my spin on this, if anyone is interested. You can compare and contrast your thoughts with us at 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Jennifer at DougStephan.com or Rich at DougStephan.com or Kenny at DougStephan.com. Follow us on Facebook.com/Good Day and at Good Day on Twitter. This situation now is basically a situation where anybody, a terrorist, a felon, anybody can open a gun factory in your garage, like Jay Leno's garage. I am probably as neutral as anybody on the issue of gun control. I believe that citizens have a right to own a weapon, but when you think about it, there is a need for reasonable safeguards to make sure that access to firearms is limited. And even though criminals can get guns, we know that mentally ill people can get them. They ought not to be able to. But printable guns, it seems to me, are a step in the wrong direction. How in the name of heaven you're going to prevent them, now that this is all over the internet and all over the news media, there are going to be people who will go out and spend the money for that machine. I mean, if anything, I'd like to have stock in the company that makes the machine.
There you go. Now, that's a winning idea. We should pool our money.
Yeah.
You put in $5, I'll put in $5. We should
get some stock. You know as well as I do that that's what's going to happen. People will go out and buy these things, and who knows?
Well, and then our government's going to have to do it. You know, they're going to have to buy it. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, anyway, that's my read on that. Any thoughts? 888-302-DOUG. Meanwhile, let's talk about your teeth.
Can we print those in a printer?
You know what?
I
think you can print most anything. From what I've read about these printers, you can print pretty much anything in them. University professor Dr. Martin Ginniger, a leading oral health researcher, has developed Power Swabs, a teeth whitening system that uses a coconut-based oil to clean your teeth. No bleach, no sand, no trays, no nothing that can harm you, only good. And so as I look for situations to talk to you about that are going to solve a problem, this solves a problem that you maybe have attacked with whitening strips before, right? That sandpaper. How do you think anything good can come out of brushing your teeth with sandpaper or with little sand particles? I mean, honestly.
I got a 3D printer to tell you.
We can
give you a good deal, by the way.
Yeah. All right. So this is something that is basically the answer to the problem. What do I do to keep my teeth as white as I possibly can? Or if I've got yellow stained teeth from drinking wine, tea, coffee, smoking, that sort of thing. Power Swabs is the only whitening system that uses this detergent that is made from coconut oil. That's what it is. Removes stains from your teeth, bing, bang, boom. As a matter of fact, starts working in 5 minutes. Call now for your risk-free supply of Power Swabs. 800-865-7602. And when you dial 800-865-7602, tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen. They give you 40, maybe 50% off if you're a good negotiator. It is the way to whiten your teeth. You'll be very pleased with my advice when you call 800-865-7602. I remember saying once, now that was a little silly, but now it just has come back in my mind again. The couple that swabs together stays together. How about that?
In more ways than you know.
800. Where did you come from today? What bus did you get off? Answer down. 800-865-7602.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
How about some music?
Sure.
And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting...
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at... Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
All right, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Richie Around with the 3D printed gun. A group used this printer to make a plastic handgun that fires real bullets. The ramifications of this weapon are profound. Think about it in terms of background checks, et cetera, et cetera. Jerry's listening in the southwestern corner of Kansas. Hi, Jerry. Welcome to Good Day.
Good, Doug. How are you?
Well, thanks for asking. How are you doing?
Good. It's great.
So
great
tell,
day to be an American.
Can you, well, this sort of thing is always fascinating to follow the dots and see where you could go. Limited by nothing but ingenuity are we with ideas and crazy stuff that, you know, when you get right down to it, there is a danger here, it would seem. How do you, would you buy one of these or would you get one of these?
No, I've got plenty of legal guns.
Good for you. Okay. Don't need no stupid printer.
Don't need no stupid plastic gun. All right. So does there have to be a law to protect us from plastic guns?
No, there is a law already.
What the law? You're talking about the laws in general on gun ownership.
You cannot manufacture a firearm in the United States without a manufacturer's license.
Yeah, but if somebody buys one of these printers, see, what's going to happen is they're going to keep these printers from being sold.
Right.
In some way, shape, or form. That's what they'll put a lock on them. Well, you have to have a license to, and you have to track all of the guns that are made if there is a gun made on it. So, yeah, you're probably
that's
right.
That's the reason the law's in place now.
Yeah.
You have to be a registered manufacturer. Every gun you make has to be serialized so that it can be tracked.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Like background checks.
Yeah.
Last year, there were 3,000 background checks in violation. 40 were prosecuted.
What happened to the rest of them?
Like a lot of the other laws that we've got on the books about guns.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Jerry.
Like a lot of laws just in general. Forget the
Dan's
guns.
Dan's listening everything. To WMVO in Mount Vernon. Hi, Dan.
Hi. I'm glad to take the call here, and I agree with the other caller completely. That was one of my points, is that the background checks that go through that fail, at very least the person lied on the front of the form, so they perjured themselves, but yet none of them are prosecuted. These are the people who attempted to get it, and that outrages me that you've got a felon attempting to get a gun, and he was denied, but I think immediately that ought to be faxed over to the local sheriff. Another thing that amazes me is that the dealers don't have access to the hot list. The 3D printer thing, I mean, back in the 50s, the thing for kids was to snap off a car antenna and turn that into a zip gun. In other words, the hollow tubes.
I remember that. Yes.
Oh, you just jogged Dougie's memory.
Yeah, all right. I'm going out and rip off the antenna from my truck and make a gun. All right, Dan, thanks. 21 after the hour.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling
selling liquid CalMag vitamin D and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On The Voice, Jen, Team Blake, the Swan Brothers, Justin Rivers, Holly Tucker, and Danielle Bradbury opened up the show with Boondocks. You want to crank this up, Michael, for a minute? I play this now because
it's not
Richie.
Not bad, actually. I don't think it sounds so cruise shippy. It sounds good.
Well, Richie doesn't usually like these combo songs with these singers.
Well, sometimes they sound a little cheesy, but this one's kind of funky. I like it.
All right, 24 after the hour on the Doug Good Day program. It's Wednesday already. Last night, the Tuesday night late night shows, Conan and Jay Leno. I called him Lennon yesterday, I guess, didn't I?
Yes, you did. That's okay, though.
David Letterman, Jerry Fallon.
Him, too. We should just rename them all. Good old Jerry and Lennon are my favorite team.
There we have some of the excerpts from their monologues.
You all heard about this guy who made a gun with a printer?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, like some 3D printer.
Yeah, a Texas man has successfully fired the first ever gun created by a 3D printer. Yeah. Yeah. Which raises the question, don't you think a gun created by a printer would jam? Who would applaud the notion that you can create a gun? Someone out there was like, yeah! That's just what we need. A way to make guns with printers.
At home.
Yeah.
In your easy bake oven.
Hey, did you hear about this? While New Jersey Governor Chris Christie was speaking to a group of school children the other day, a spider crawled out near him and one of the kids' desks, and Christie killed the spider. Now, this is true. PETA has lodged a complaint against him for killing the spider, yeah. You know, usually when Christie attacks something that has six legs or more, it's a turducken, you know. So that's kind of odd. Yeah. Actually, did you hear this? Christie, yeah. Chris Christie also revealed he had lap band surgery back in February. There had been rumors he had a gastric bypass. He might have had his stomach stapled. No, he had the lap band. And President Obama wished him well, which is nice. In fact, Obama was thinking about having Joe Biden's mouth stapled. I don't know if you knew that.
A couple of days ago, President Obama played golf. Went out to three or four congressmen and senators. They were playing golf. And one of them said to him, Mr. President, what is your handicap? Talking about golf. Huh? And he said, I'll tell you, my handicap, the Republicans. That's what he said.
Oh, Dave.
One guy had a hole in one. They're playing golf. You know what the odds against a hole in one? 13,000 to 1. 13,000 to 1. Give you an idea. Those odds are just a little better than passing gun control laws. Just a little better.
Today, President Obama and Joe Biden met with South Korean President Park Geun-hye, who is known as South Korea's Iron Lady. Or as Biden put it, can you introduce me to Iron Man? Because I'm a big fan. at all. Sorry, Biden gave advice on how to avoid war with North Korea. Or in other words, I think we're going to war with North Korea. But I'm just saying, why would you let him talk?
All right, so the late night yakkers. Wendy Williams has a daytime program that I'm pretty much a fan of, and I bring little bits and pieces of some of the things that she comes up with on her program. For example, yesterday she answered an audience member's question about whether or not she should drink wine in the morning.
Well, my mom seems to think that I have a drinking problem.
Do you?
No. Oh. But she thinks I do because I drink a glass of wine instead of coffee in the morning. I mean, other people drink coffee. I drink my wine. Don't judge me. But
we're judging.
It doesn't have a stamp on it saying at what time to drink it. So what can I have?
She has a point.
What can I do or say to make her stop thinking that?
Can you switch to champagne and call it a mimosa? I mean, it's a little bit more acceptable. And you're 30 years old. Do you live with your mother?
No. But she knows that this is something I do, so she worries.
Well, sneak. Don't tell her what you're doing. I mean, if you don't have a problem, it does. We are judging. Well, kind of judging. Would we be judging if it was mimosa?
No. Mimosa it is.
Mimosa.
Easy enough. 28 after the hour.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. It's getting more difficult than ever to redeem your frequent flyer miles. And to make matters worse, your miles might even expire if you don't or can't use them. Now, most airlines will delete your miles after 18 months to 2 years of no activity. But the solution here is actually quite simple, and it doesn't even require purchasing an airline ticket. With the American Airlines Advantage program, you can download the American Airlines shopping toolbar and earn 1 mile for every 3 searches. Southwest Airlines Rapid Rewards don't expire if you use them to book hotels or rental cars online. Now, if you belong to more than one frequent flyer program, it may be worth comparing the different shopping portals, because there are often promotions that will get you bonus miles and points. Now, Delta's miles officially don't expire, which is great news. But here's the kicker. They just announced that you can no longer will your miles to family members after you die. So when you expire, so do your miles. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice, with membership starting at $99. You don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
For 30 years, Sam's Club has helped businesses like yours save money and increase profits by skipping the middleman. From office supplies to high-quality fresh food to top-selling candy and snacks, you'll get it all for less at Sam's Club. Start saving money for your business right now. Join Sam's Club by May 10th and receive a gift card valued at up to $20. Join Sam's Club and save, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer. Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now 33 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, our get-together aimed at updating you on some of the important stories of the day, and your communication certainly welcome, encouraged, in fact, at 888-302-DOUG, as you do what you do. Do you have habits? Do you start your day or through the day? Do you have certain habits? Is your life
a routine?
Do you have a thread through your life? What's your routine? You do this program, and then you
wine in the morning, Dougie. No.
For those of you, all right, so let's go back to that for a second. That was really pretty funny. Actually, if you didn't hear the conversation we were having a few minutes ago about
I'm not really an alcoholic.
Having wine in the morning. One of the ladies that was on in the audience at Wendy Williams' program asked about whether she should be drinking wine in the morning instead of drinking coffee or tea or whatever. And when you get right down to it, probably there is as much or as little harm done by using any or all of these things.
If you drink a glass of wine a day, it does not matter if you drink it at 7 at night or 7 in the morning.
And you hear all these stories constantly about the French or various European countries where they introduce wine to the family at 4, 5, 6 years of age. And what's the big deal? There's a little alcohol in it, depending on where the wine comes from. But does it? I remember my son doesn't drink, but my daughter has wine and has been drinking wine since, maybe 13, 14. Her mother gave her a little bit of wine and she drank it. Is that a way of keeping it from getting out of control later on? If you don't make it this untouchable, is it easier or smarter? I think so.
My family was always pretty open about it. You can have a sip or two. You know, it was never like I got my own glass, but you could have a sip or two.
Not to be overly dramatic, but my mother was a raging alcoholic. And she was an only child in a family of, or at least her mother was very religious and held her to a tough standard so that she never did anything at all. I grew up in a small town in Illinois, 700 people. I went to school and immediately started to drink and smoke. And that was her undoing. Mm-hmm. By the time she's 50, she's dead.
Right.
From abuse of that sort of thing. Now, could you eliminate? Is there a way you can say, okay, for everybody, this is the rule? No. That wouldn't make any sense because everybody is different. But you know, we all have different genetic makeup so that some people are going to be hooked on any of these things. at any point in their lives, or they're not going to be affected. They can smoke, or they can drink, or they can take an OxyContin or oxymoron, and not have it be something that would stick to your innards, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway.
But she is right about one thing. Wendy brought up the fact. She goes, why don't you just have champagne and call it a mimosa?
Mimosa.
Because
right.
Immediately when someone says they're having a glass of wine in the morning, we all went, right. But as soon as you say it's a mimosa, you're like, oh, that's fine. It's
okay. Yeah. Right.
And it's the same thing. It's so funny. It's funny how you get these weird societal things going through your
and
brain.
And I think that drinking coffee or any of the things that we do out of habit, you repeat it each day, and it strengthens. I was talking about the invisible thread of life. So you got that strand, and you add something to it, and it becomes another one of the filaments. But in terms of what is acceptable, you can create for yourself an acceptable sort of behavior, and it could involve any number of things, as long as you don't let them get out of control.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. You need to be smart.
I used to drink a cup of coffee with every hour of this show when I first started working with you.
Yeah.
And then I decided, that's really a lot of coffee.
Yeah. Right. And if you can tell by listening to you this morning, you don't really need any.
No, I have one cup. I have one
really?
Cup at the beginning of
what
the show.
What is in the cup, by the way?
Well, I can't tell you about that, sir.
Anyway, let's keep moving here. 888-302-3684. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming.
Oh.
The FBI has sent the director, Mr. Mueller, that's how you pronounce his name, M-U-E-L-L-E-R, right? Mueller, has gone over to meet with Putin. So they can discuss these two boys and what the Russians knew and what the Americans were told and how the Americans flubbed it.
Interesting.
I don't know whether this is to save face or whatever. It's maybe a pretty good idea. But the fact that the Russians had so much info on these kids and they sent it over and they're happy, I mean, whether they're making a big deal out of it, try to embarrass us or not. Who knows? I don't know that that's the case.
But I don't think so. I mean, I think they probably want to help us get to the bottom of it.
That's an interesting part of this. As much negative press as there is about Putin, now it appears because Putin, remember, is a KGB guy.
Right.
So they're going to love the FBI
guys. Yeah, they
don't
like it. Exactly.
Yeah, the FBI guys love the KGB. The KGB loves the FBI. So they'll have this love fest, and they'll talk about not only that. Apparently, there's an agenda of six different items. And I believe it's today that they're having their meeting, if I'm not mistaken, to talk about the two brothers. Okay, so where do we go from there? Well, apparently,
and probably connections to where they, you know, the connections from Russia to them. I'm sure they'll be looking at the Chechnya people, don't you think?
Yeah, but I think there are other things that apparently are questions. The business about Syria and what do the Russians know about what's going on between the Iranians and the Syrians and the,
this actually might be good. This is good for us.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
In fact, I'm going to wear red today in support of the Russians.
Good.
Yes, because I like when we work together because, hey, we need all the friends we can get right now.
Well, you really need, we all need to be working together more than we do. It's foolish. These things, the artificial, you know me, I don't know if you heard me a couple of weeks ago. I think you may have been gone, Jennifer. I went off on a tangent for a while, surprising as that may be.
That doesn't sound like you.
No, of course not. I was thinking, it was Earth Day, I believe, if I'm mistaken. Kenny, correct me.
I was here for Earth Day. Oh,
so
yeah.
Were you here when I started talking about what it looked like to look back on the Earth if you're standing on the moon?
Yes, I remember that.
Yes. Okay, right. So for those of you who didn't hear the conversation, basically what I said, as you look at the Earth from the pictures that were shot on the moon, you don't see any boundaries. You don't really see anything except this beautiful, wonderfully magnificent blue ball floating in space. And maybe a cloud here and a cloud there. But you see the land masses, the hemispheres, north and south, east and west, see the continents. But you don't see any lines. You don't see the difference, the line between the United States and Mexico, or the United States and Canada, or France and Germany, or because we've created them. They were not created by the Creator. They were created by us. And they have caused all kinds of artificial problems that wouldn't exist. I am a great believer in the lyric content of John Lennon's Imagine. You know the lyric content of that song, Imagine?
I do, but I think your song, your message right now, is more aptly depicted in that Bette Midler song, From a Distance.
Okay.
Have you heard it?
Oh, yeah, it's a great song.
It's just from, like what you're talking about.
You'd probably sing it if you'd like
boy.
Me to. Maybe not.
The day couldn't get any better.
From a yes, it could. A mimosa for everyone, please. Pass it around.
Oh, it's a dinner show?
Yeah. Right, yeah. A dinner and a date. Is that what it, what do they call it? No, dinner and a movie.
Mm-hmm.
That was supposed to be. So anyway, the Russians are doing something that's kind of cool.
Everybody wear red.
The let's go back to my usual. I'm not really much on making the government look good, and here's another example of that. Today, there is a discussion that will, I believe, it'll start here with us, although I've got an excerpt from a talk host named Billy Cornelius, who talked yesterday about a new report this week claiming that your government and mine is recording every single one of every single person's phone calls, whether it be for business or pleasure. Listen to this.
Are all telephone calls recorded and accessible to the U.S. government at all times, even past phone calls? According to Tim Clemente, former FBI counterterrorism agent, he was on with Aaron Burnett on CNN last week. And he claims that anonymous government officials are claiming that they are now focused on telephone calls between Russell and Tsarnaev that took place both before and after the attack to determine if she had prior knowledge of the plot or participated in any way. On Wednesday night, this past Wednesday night, Burnett interviewed Tim Clemente, a former FBI counterterrorism agent, about whether the FBI would be able to discover the contents of past telephone conversations between the two, and quite clearly he insisted they could. Aaron Burnett asked him, Tim, is there any way, obviously, there's a voicemail they can try to get the phone companies to give up at this point, but it's not a voicemail, it's just a conversation. There's no way they can actually find out what happened, right, unless she tells them? Clemente responds, oh, no, there's a way. Wow. We certainly have ways in national security investigations to find out exactly what was said in that conversation. It's not necessarily something that the FBI is going to want to present in court, but it may help lead the investigation and or lead to questioning of her. We certainly can find that out.
Wow.
And Burnett responded, so they can actually get that? People are saying, look, that is incredible. Clemente said, no, welcome to America. All of that stuff is being captured as we speak, whether we know it or like it or not. All of that stuff, meaning every telephone conversation Americans have with one another on U.S. soil, with or without a search warrant, is being captured as we speak.
Interesting.
Yeah. It is interesting. Is it anything more or less than we would expect?
No.
From people that are trying? I mean, these phonies are all over the place. With their, they say, "Oh, this is we're going to do it for your protection and all this other stuff." Come on.
You know what I was just thinking about this morning? On the
no, Rich, we don't know what you've been thinking about because we haven't heard from you yet. So now we want to know what you've been thinking. Please fill us in.
Remember the story that we covered? I don't know, 8 or 10 years ago.
Of course I do.
With the black. Box that they were going to be putting in
all cars.
Oh, well, it was, first, it was a Corvette.
Yeah, I do remember that.
Where they
yeah.
would be able to track your speed and blah, 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 and all that
going.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And everybody was all up in arms. Mm-hmm. We were like, no way. This now is an invasion of our privacy. Yeah. They'll be able to track our cars.
Insurance companies
this,
wanted to
that.
Have it.
Yeah, the insurance companies are going to be able to tell. No way. We're never going to put up for this. Now we all have GPS in our phones and our
cars.
You can
find us anywhere.
You're never. And unless you're riding around in my 68 Camaro, you cannot hide.
Right.
And that's if I throw my cell phone out the window.
You know, I still feel in some way that's my car.
You keep feeling that way. Go right ahead. I'll even want to take it for a ride when you come by.
Hey, thanks a lot, Richie. Very nice of you.
But we have no there is no privacy. Yeah. If you expect any privacy, you're a fool. Yeah. Or you need to go to Montana and there just
get a camp.
Yep.
Right. In a log cabin.
Right.
Yeah. Let's say hi to a few of our followers. The faithful include Terry Duncan in Sarasota, Florida. Hi, Terry. And Walter Florence, who's in Helena, Montana. Let's see, Maureen Pragon, who listens to us in New Mexico. Sherry Belgium, who's in Scottsbluff, Nebraska. And Roger Hufford is another Nebraskan. That's what you call people who live in Nebraska, right? Nebraskans? Unemployment. By the way, Nebraska and the Dakotas, Wyoming, you know, the unemployment right now is less than 1% in those places. It is amazing what the, not only the oil rush, there's a coal rush, there's all this kind of energy coming out of these places. And I think I said this, I try not to, as Jennifer was name-dropping, my son who's in the quote-unquote business, he's now become a writer of television and movie scripts, and he said he always likes to call me with a gossip because he knows I'll whatever he tells me he's going to end up on the air.
So he's feeding you. He's feeding you these stories.
Yeah. I'm working on a script for a show like Dallas, only sort of focused in this area of the Dakotas where there are all, with the wealth comes the problems of the wealthy and all the drama and who owns what and that's mine, no, it's mine, and families fighting with one another over all of these things. It really is pretty amazing. So that's something to look forward to, as is the continuation of Good Days program today. It's 11 minutes before the hour.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Life is extraordinary, and since 1935, GNC has offered everything you need to achieve your goals. From our more than 30 customized VitaPack programs to a full array of sports nutrition products, become a GNC VIP by joining our new member price program. Join for free and start saving up to 50% off every item every day. Invest in your health now, and you'll profit for life. Let our experts get you started today. Every day counts. Respect yourself. GNC. Live well.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You know, gold prices dropped $125 an ounce in one day as speculators sold a record 155 tons of paper gold in just 1 hour. That's more than the entire yearly gold production. This is only possible in a world full of paper IOUs. Central banks then rushed in to buy 55 tons of physical gold at lower prices. Not paper gold, physical gold, to put in their vault. I say, buy the dip. This could be one of the greatest buying opportunities in years. No matter how hard banksters try to manipulate the markets, gold always shines, just like I've told you over and over for years now. The reasons why are all explained in a brand new Simple Truth CD from Swiss America. Get it today. Call Swiss America 800-289-2646 now. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Seize this golden opportunity now. Call 800-289-2646 or go to buygold.com.
All right, how many people know that former Governor Sanford in South Carolina won the congressional election, yep, beating Stephen Colbert's sister.
We love second chances here.
He's still a weasel.
Let's go hiking on the Appalachian Trail.
Because of that. Oh, I found the woman who's my dream.
That was kind of weird. Happened to meet on the trail. Yeah.
No different than Clinton or any other of the politicians
I thought it was interesting that the Democratic person, the candidate running against him, was Stephen Colbert's sister.
Yeah.
She didn't win. Republicans always win in this district.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
With a smile to last a lifetime. And that's because of power swabs, amongst other things.
See? Hi.
Hi.
Hey, finally.
Rick McFadden and Jennifer and Kenny here. Tech Talk. Say it again, Doug, quickly. Tech Talk time on Good Day. And our reporter, Shelley Palmer, will join us in a moment. He's got a focus today about a partnership between Microsoft and Pizza Hut. Now, let's see. We're going to now microwave Pizza Huts.
Pizza chips.
Right. And you'll be able to, by the way, the real story behind the story is you'll order a pizza with your Xbox. That'll be good. Yummy. Stand by for that. You're on Good Day.
Life is extraordinary. And since 1935, GNC has offered everything you need to achieve your goals. From our more than 30 customized VitaPack programs to a full array of sports nutrition products. Become a GNC VIP by joining our new member price program. Join for free and start saving up to 50% off every item every day. Invest in your health now and you'll profit for life. Let our experts get you started today. Every day counts. Respect yourself. GNC. Live well.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, have you ever been sitting on your couch in the middle of a marathon Gears of War gaming session when the urge to have a pizza overwhelms everything else? But your phone's out of reach and having to drive to pick up a pizza would cost you valuable gaming time. What do you do? Thanks to a recent partnership between Microsoft and Pizza Hut, your problem has been solved. Pizza Hut released an app to the Xbox Marketplace that lets you order and customize a pizza. What's different from being able to do the same thing on your computer or phone? The Xbox app will let you use Kinect, Microsoft's motion-tracking, voice-controlled accessory to build the pizza through hand gestures and voice commands. While it's a fun idea, it also shows how off-track and meaningless the Kinect has become. What could have revolutionized gaming is now being used to let you order pizzas so that you don't have to leave the couch. At least, until the delivery guy arrives. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Have a good day. Next.
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
No, shh. If people find out, we've got extra money.
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
Yeah. The Hotels.com Memorial Day sale, now through May 27th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from new Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. New Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This weekend,
yes. We
are celebrating the women who are trying their best to help provide smooth sailing through the years, our moms. They make it even in the roughest terrain. Brian Osich is here with an idea that will let her strut her stuff, if you will, whilst hitting the road.
For many, moms are the motor or driving force behind the family, and often her car doubles as a mom taxi, shuttling kids to and from school, baseball practice, and dance rehearsals, many times leaving a mess behind. General Motors' James Bell says that's why this weekend is the perfect time to show mom your appreciation.
Surprise her with a car wash on Mother's Day. Start by cleaning the inside of her car, remove any toys, books, or DVDs. This also includes smelly soccer cleats or week-old french fries. Vacuum the car's interior and give the exterior a good washing so it shines on mom's special day.
Bell says there are a few other inexpensive ways to improve mom's ride.
Change her windshield wipers and get her car's filters replaced. This can help prevent problems she didn't even know she had. Then add some finishing touches. Place an air freshener inside, make her a driving playlist, and fill up her gas tank. You can even leave a card on the front seat with a Jiffy Lube gift certificate inside for future maintenance.
For more, log on to GM.com. That's 0 to 60 from GM.
Too much texting, Facebook time, and that sort of thing lowers college women's grades. I don't know why it doesn't affect men.
LOL.
Men don't have good grades to begin with.
Men.
That's true.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yours can't drop too much.
Get back in your cage, Rich.
That's right.
So let's make sure that we inform ladies that are going off to college they ought not spend too much time on the social media sides of life. Shall we do that? 59 past the hour on Good Day.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.